On the sidewalk between the Detroit Institute of Arts and a turn-of-the-century hotel being converted to condos, Susan Mosey lays out her plan.
What's going to happen along here is we're actually going to be taking part of the side yards of all these institutions along here on Kirby Street, and we're going to be expanding the area for pedestrians and bicyclists. We're going to be adding all sorts of plantings.
The project is being called the Midtown Loop. It's a 2-mile circle crossing Woodward Avenue and running parallel to it. It will have flowers, trees, people, pets, and non-motorized vehicles only. Foundations have entrusted Mosey's group, the University Cultural Center Association, to carry out the $8 million project. They believe that walkable communities attract new businesses and healthy people.
As you can see, there's a lot of public art already out here that the Art Museum and the College for Creative Studies are putting out. There'll be a lot of contemporary lighting put in here. There'll be signage, sidewalk treatments. The idea is to create an area where people feel comfortable and really getting out and walking around. And it's sort of a loop, so you can start somewhere and get back to where your destination is. You don't have to wonder, like, where you're going.
Last year, the association was awarded a $25,000 grant to study this project. Today, they're coming to East Lansing, one of dozens of groups from around the state hosted by Michigan State University's Land Policy Institute. The participants will show how they're revitalizing neighborhoods or establishing farm markets. Mary Beth Lake is the Institute's assistant director. She's from the tiny town of Lewiston in Montmorency County and knows how small communities struggle to fund redevelopment projects.
We will be talking about small towns as well. I mean, there are a lot of small towns in northern Michigan, and they have a different experience than your bigger cities like Detroit. So we're trying to speak to a lot of different crowds here, urban, rural, suburban, everybody.
Lake says that 3 community development groups are coming from the UP. Though they're less populated than cities, Lake says rural areas experience the same pattern of poorly planned shopping malls and subdivisions.
People are moving out of the cities. They're moving into the suburbs, and the suburbs are expanding into the rural areas, which puts pressure on those rural areas, especially the land-based industries like agriculture, forestry, even tourism. And so the rural areas are beginning to realize that having healthy urban areas is to their best advantage as well. And I think the urban areas realize the same thing, vice versa.
Fragile land is not limited to the Detroit suburbs and the small towns up north. In the extreme southwest corner of Michigan, retiree Werner Patterson is trying to stop Chicagoans from building vacation homes in the woods and the dunes.
The whole movement into the country, and we certainly see it here in the Chicago area, it's taking up land and putting homes where they've not been before, and there's a lot more traffic.
Mr. Patterson is trying to slow down these trends, and Gene Brokish of the group Chickaming Open Lands is helping him. Brokish came to the MSU conference last year, and over the summer she convinced Patterson to put his 35 acres in Berrien County into an easement. Brokish's group will have custody over the land to keep it undeveloped in perpetuity.
It's not an easy thing. One thing is you have to find the people who really care about the land. And many times it's been in their family for generations, and they really don't want to see it developed.
Brokish is coming back to East Lansing today. She's looking for award money for her organization. And she's looking to get re-energized by people like her who are trying to fix up the towns they live in and save the natural resources they play in. For Michigan Now, I'm Chris McCarris.